Romans 8:28 talks about God working everything together for our good. So everything includes the good and the bad, the negative and the positive, the sunshine and the rain. They all work together for our good. They come together for our good. It's for our growth. It's for our maturity. It's for us to stand steadfast and say, I believe in God. I believe God will bring me through this. God has done this before. God will do this again. It may not be the same exact deliverance that God delivered me from before. It may be a different kind of way that God brings me through. But I can stand flat-footed and declare, I will come through this because I am not alone. God is with me in every negative situation in my life.
I'm Alice Newsom, and you're listening to the Repurpose and Publish podcast. I've heard it said that graveyard is the most valuable piece of real estate on the planet because it's filled with unrealized dreams, ideas, and visions. This podcast is about denying the grave consumption of the great content locked up in my computer and taking the bold step to share my thoughts and creativity with you. And now, here's more repurposed content from my computer.
An overcast day. The perfect setting for today's lesson. One morning, I woke up with the thought on my mind, God is present at every negative blessing in your life. That sounds like an oxymoron, and I thought about it again. God is present at every negative blessing in your life. That thought kept repeating itself, and I became curious. So I decided to look up negative and blessings to get a better understanding of that phrase. Synonyms for negative are bad, undesirable, adverse, harmful, damaging, and destructive. And synonyms for blessing are consecration and sanctification. I wanted a different definition for blessing. So I went to the Urban Dictionary, and this is what the Urban Dictionary said about blessing. It said, a blessing is a good and perfect gift from God when you receive something that is undeserved. A blessing can also be a gift that is received at the right moment. I said, that's the definition that I've been looking for. So we have something that's negative, which is bad, adverse, undesirable, destructive. And then we have blessing, something that's received at the right time. It's a good and perfect gift from God, a negative blessing. It sounded like an oxymoron, but things were starting to click and I was starting to understand, especially when I thought about a story that my pastor used to tell. Now, I'll have to tell you, it's been a while since I've heard the story, and I'm sure I'm going to put my own little spin on it, but it helped me to understand the phrase negative blessing. The story goes something like this. It was a time of war. So the country was at war, and this is the story of a father and his son. The father and his son worked together day by day, and they were having hard times. But they worked together to put food on the table for the family, right? So they're working hard together, and one day the son goes out to work, and he's injured, and he breaks his leg. And the father say, oh, God, why? Why, God? Why? Why has my son broken his leg? I depend on him to help provide for this family. So the son was distraught and so was the father. So day by day, the father would look at the son and, you know, he would empathize with him and feel sorry for him. But then he would think about how he had to work and struggle alone to provide for the family. And he would say in his mind, why, God? Why? Why did you allow this to happen to my son? So time passes and there's a letter. A letter arrives in the mail and it's for the son. So the son opens the letter and it's a draft notice. He's been drafted into the war. And he is so distraught. The son says, oh my gosh, now I've broken my leg and now I'm drafted in the war. And he's just so angry. He attempts to stand. And as he attempts to stand, he realizes he can't. And he just becomes so frustrated. And he says, I can't even walk. How am I supposed to fight in a war? And then the family all looked at each other and started to smile, because at that moment they realized, because the son's leg was broken, he was disqualified from fighting in the war. And the family rejoiced, and the father said, thank you, God, thank you. So now, can you see how that ties in? We have a negative situation, the broken leg, not able to provide for the family, not able to help provide for the family. But then we have this other situation that comes in that can take him completely away from the family, can even end his life or mess with his mental ability. And so they look at the broken leg and they look at the notice, the draft notice, and they say, thank you, God. Thank you. So God is present at every negative blessing in your life. Now, the next day, I woke up and I had another thought on my mind. This time, the thought was gratitude. It was simply, Lord, I'm grateful. I am grateful for what you've done in my life. God, I am very thankful. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful. And so because gratitude was constantly on my mind, I put on a song, Grateful, by Hezekiah Walker. And I listened to that song over and over and over again. And I agreed that I was grateful. So I expected to show my gratitude by performing some type of event, by doing something. So I kept listening and asking God, well, how do I show you my gratitude? But I never received an answer. So my day continued and I went about my normal routines. Now, the day passed by and my husband came home and I started to prepare dinner. We were having a salad with some sauteed chicken breast and some boiled eggs. So I started to prepare dinner. I put the chicken on the fire in a cast iron pot and I put some eggs on to boil. And as the dinner was being prepared, a storm came through and the electricity went off. Now, it went off for a few seconds, then it came back on. And it went off for a few seconds, then it came back on and off and on. And so I said, okay, the next time the electricity comes on, I am going to turn the burners up to high and put a lid on the chicken breast so that the next time the power comes on, we can at least have the chicken done and the eggs boiled, and we can have dinner, even if we had dinner by candlelight. So that was my plan. So this time, the electricity stays off for about 20, 30 minutes. And we decide, we're hungry, let's go pick something up to eat. So we grab our things and we go to the restaurant. Now, as we've ordered our food and we're sitting down and we're eating, and I realize, oh my gosh, I left the stove on and I turned the burners to high. And so we immediately got to go boxes and we packed up and we headed home. Now, we both left our cell phones at the house, so we couldn't call and tell our children, go check on the house and make sure that the stove is off. Couldn't do that. So we rushed home, and it took about 20 minutes to get home. And so as we're driving, I'm speeding. I'm rushing to get home. I get there and I pull into the driveway and I say, oh, thank you, Lord. There's no smoke coming from the house. And then I open the door. And as I twist the knob and push the door open, smoke hits me in the face. The entire house is filled with smoke. Smoke everywhere. So we open all the windows, all the doors, turn on fans, trying to get the smoke out so we can go to sleep that night, because the house was just too smoky. We couldn't stay there and rest that night. We just couldn't do it. So we got the smoke out enough to do that. And we had the doors and windows open for a while. And I was concerned that mosquitoes were going to come in. And then that night, I was just going to have mosquito bites. I figured that was the price I had to pay for leaving the stove on. So I said, okay, I'll take the mosquito bites. So the next day, I wake up and I realize I don't have one mosquito bite, and neither did I hear a mosquito buzzing in my ear the night before. The mosquitoes stayed away because the house was filled with smoke. That day, I spent a lot of time washing walls, trying to get the smoke smell out. And it took a long time to get the smoke smell out. But I was grateful because God was preparing me. And then I tied in the word that I got the day before. God is present at every negative blessing in your life. And then I look at the next day, I wake up and I have the word gratitude on my mind. And I'm grateful. So I put the two together and say, yes, God, you are present at every negative blessing in our lives. And I am grateful that I still have a place to stay. I'm grateful that I wasn't bitten by multiple mosquitoes the night that we left the entire house open to get the smoke out of the house. I said, Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So I'm sure that you can look at situations in your life, things that are not so positive, things that are downright negative. But then you look for a place and a reason to be grateful. And we give God gratitude and we give God thanks. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for being with us in every negative blessing in our life. Romans 8, 28 talks about God working everything together for our good. So everything includes the good and the bad, the negative and the positive, the sunshine and the rain. They all work together for our good. They come together for our good. It's for our growth. It's for our maturity. It's for us to stand steadfast and say, I believe in God. I believe God will bring me through this. God has done this before. God will do this again. It may not be the same exact deliverance that God delivered me from before. It may be a different kind of way that God brings me through, but I can stand flat-footed and declare, I will come through this because I am not alone. God is with me in every negative situation in my life. And so we can look at the good and the bad, the negative and the positive, the rain and the sunshine, and we say, thank you, God, for being present at every negative blessing in our lives, and our hearts are filled with gratitude.
Hello, I'm Galene, your host from Let's Meet the Author. I want to go ahead and boast about one of my authors who premiered in the first season, Alice Newsom. I have read her book over and over, and I cannot put it down. I have recommended to my sisters, I recommend to my mom, to my aunties, and even the male members in my family. Finally, there's a book that talks about the women of the Bible, all right? And also, it gives juicy details about the lives of Jesus' ancestors. The book is called The Sordid Lives of Jesus' Ancestors. Every family has skeletons in their closet. Jesus' family does too. You gotta get your own copy. Go to alicenewsom.com and go ahead and read it and find out all the secrets of Jesus' ancestors. alicenewsom.com. Get your copy today. You will not regret it.
I've been busy. I've recorded an audiobook too. Now, the audiobook is a convenient way to hear the stories of the women in Jesus' family tree as you go about your day. I'm the narrator, and it comes with a special audiobook companion document. Get your audiobook now. If you are anything like I am, then you have a stored collection of stories and lessons. I encourage you to get that content out of your mind, out of your device, out of your journal and share it with the world. Enrich someone's life because they are waiting for you. That's a wrap. Another podcast is in the books. It's published. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to share it and subscribe to get each episode as it becomes available. And please leave a review. Visit my website, alicenewsom.com. Remember to repurpose and publish. Thanks for listening.